Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We will be joined by Joanna Chadwick coming up at 3:25 in our partnership with Byte Magazine. We'll break down some of the big games tonight, which has already been broken down on CatchItKansas.com with Jeff Lutz taking care of that.
Yeah.
But we'll get into a little deeper, as I'm prone
you
to do.
You think so?
Of course I do.
I don't know. I got quite a bit of insight in those.
So Tua last night, Miami didn't show. We all missed it.
No, we didn't.
You got it. How'd you get that game?
I knew Buffalo was going to win that game.
How'd you get that game? That makes no sense.
Buffalo's a better team than Miami. That's how I got it.
You couldn't have thought that.
Well, I did. I picked it.
I don't understand it.
I thought Max picked Buffalo, too. Did he not?
No, he picked Miami.
Huh, I was on an island.
We all picked Miami, except you. I'm just shocked by that.
I don't know why you would be.
Now, you picked UNLV tonight, you and Duda on that island.
Yeah, I don't like being on any islands.
Arizona, you, Duda, and Max on that island.
I don't know if three is an island, but you never know.
Well, I don't think I'm on an island. I'll tell you that right now. I think K-State wins that game.
If I get my Tampa and KU picks correctly, Jason Duda gets 18 points and I get 3.
Well, he took a few more risks.
He did.
That's what you got here in this game. It's a game of strategy, even more so than ever.
Absolutely.
Because we've thrown this bone, but which was a stroke of what?
Kind of backed
genius?
Your way into it, I would say.
What do you mean?
When Duda didn't pick the Michigan-Texas game.
Well, I had a creative way of getting around it, right?
I suppose. And Duda had nothing. Duda just threw
the compliments
his pick
coming
against
from you
the wall.
To me are just, I feel like I got to reach down into the...
You think I'm going to compliment you on the air?
You never compliment me off the air.
Sure I do.
Say, well, give me a compliment right now.
No, because...
Hold the mic away and I'll... Nobody will hear it.
Here's why I'm not going to do that. Because I told you, hey, go to Catch at Kansas. I wrote, and you know, nah. And then Joanna will get a little deeper with it. And it's, nah.
I appreciate your work on Catch at Kansas.
Sure, that takes a while to put together.
No doubt. Plus, and I would guess it's gotten some hits today.
Well, the first thing Angela said when she got in was like, are you doing that football thing again this week? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. She's like, yes, because that went really well last week.
Good. Okay, those are the kind of things people like.
Sure.
They like quick hitting stuff.
No doubt.
What are the good games tonight? That's what we like.
100%.
Where should I be? What do I do? Should Tua say that's it? Third concussion. Wobbly. Convulsed. I don't know, man. How much longer can you go on?
Tua's going to consult with his doctors and his family and make the decision that's appropriate for him. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but who am I?
Well, that's typical of you.
I'm not going to go.
That's
hey.
What you've turned into. On this show, you used to be a guy who could mix it up pretty well.
I can mix it up pretty well.
Now you go.
But
just
I'm not
going to
call for a guy to say, hey, you should be done. That's not my place or anybody's place.
No, it's not our place. I'm just pointing out that you could completely understand if he did.
Sure, I hope it doesn't happen.
If that was my son out there, I'd
be fine with it.
No, I wouldn't. Well, you.
Yeah.
And that's
when your
see,
son
you
has
me
a face
into that.
And a name.
Why do you do that?
That was easy.
I don't think I'd want him to play anymore.
Hard to say. I don't. Yeah, it looked
He's
pretty
set
bad
for
last
life.
Night.
The income's not the issue. He'll get paid. The Dolphins went to Skylar Thompson, and they're bringing in, from what I read, they're going to bring in another quarterback. This is obviously a huge blow to them, devastating blow to them. And they just seem to be one of those franchises that just can't quite get the puzzle put together.
Not quite. They've got a good coach. They thought
they
had their
Do
quarterback.
Do they have a good coach?
He's been to the playoffs with them like every year. So I would say, yeah, he seems to be well-liked. People
He's only
around.
Been there 3 years.
Well, that's two or three whatever playoff appearances.
Has he been there three?
I don't know what he's been. Just let me say he's a good coach without any accountability. Well, like,
that's what I do, though.
Just let me say what I want to say.
If I disagree, I got to point it out.
He seems like a good coach. He knows the game well, by all indications.
How do you know?
Because I've heard him talk about it, and, you know, it just seems like he's a normal person.
I mean, fine, but it's not coming together.
Well, it's hard for things to come together. Look how long it took.
When we all thought Buffalo had, it was going to take a step back. They let Stephon Diggs go. They let some other people go. Nobody thought they had a receiving core.
No, they have Khalil Shakir. They have the rookie they drafted. They have, and they're turning the keys of the offense kind of over to James Cook.
Well, James Cook's touchdowns. A pretty good running back. Why didn't I pick him?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
I picked Josh Allen, who the numbers weren't great last night. He ran an effective offense, but James Cook was the star of that game, and that's where we are.
They still have good tight end, Kincaid, right? Or is it?
Probably. I don't know who it is.
See, you don't know anything.
Of course I know a lot, but when you get a name wrong, Dalton Kincaid.
That's their tight end.
He's okay, mid-tier.
Good player.
Fine. He's not a star.
He's a good player.
Good player. I don't. You know, I'm not going to.
Buffalo's 2-0. What are you going to argue about with him?
Well, here's what I'll say about Dalton Kincaid. Because again,
how do you know? What if he's the best blocking tight end you've ever seen, and you just don't know that because he didn't catch 9 balls every week? I need a guy getting into the end zone for my fantasy team. But we play on a reality field.
Dalton Kincaid caught 4 balls for 33 yards.
Darn good. Almost 9 a catch.
They didn't throw the ball very often. So outside of Shakir, he had the most catches. He's fine. Yeah, there's certainly nothing wrong with him. In week one, he had 1 catch for 11 yards. I'm not going to go throw the guy a party and say, come and look at our new premier tight end.
Who'd you make a move for in fantasy?
I don't even remember.
You got a new quarterback. You dropped Caleb Williams already.
I brought Matthew Stafford in, which is a pretty...
Some veteran leadership.
An obvious move.
Well, somebody dropped Jordan Love. I'm like, what are you, dumb?
I wouldn't have dropped Jordan Love, but I talked myself into Caleb Williams because Matthew Stafford was available. You understand that, don't you?
Sure. Why not take a chance on a guy with some upside?
Matthew Stafford, that's not upside. That's proven side.
Talking about Caleb Williams, the guy you drafted.
I took a chance, and
I just said.
I've decided after a week that that chance probably.
1 week when you don't really need a bat. I guess Stafford, if you want to play him over Josh Allen, you could. But
Matthew,
I don't know.
Stafford's an elite quarterback.
Stick with the upside guy, or just stick with Allen, pick up another player, and then stream a quarterback when you need one.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Khalil, who has a better run in our league than me?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm sure
you can
just
know.
Say that, and you want people to just think that it's true, but I don't know.
You
I
do know.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Outside of last year when I was pretty awful, and I may be awful again this
year. And a couple other years where you've been pretty awful.
No, I've always been good.
No, you haven't.
I've always been good.
There was that 1 year where you just quit. You didn't even set your lineup. So that wasn't a good year for you.
Yeah, you know, I'll do what I need to do.
Well, you don't
need
to.
If I need to quit, I'll quit.
You don't need to quit. You need to set an example for the other people in our league.
Now, you're going to be here Sunday to help us get our kitchen ready. Jeff, we really need – we're not – this isn't –
I'll be here. Calm
this isn't
down.
Like a joke around time.
Every time's joke around time.
No.
How long do you think that'll take?
A couple hours.
Couple hours?
Sure.
I thought you said there wasn't much.
I'll get some pizza.
I want pizza.
How about barbecue?
No.
You really don't want anything?
No, I'll go home and eat. A couple hours, though?
Yes.
That's insane. How much stuff is there?
We're going to work till we're done.
How much stuff is there?
A lot. It's a full kitchen. We got stuff in our kitchen, behind the cabinets. It all needs to come out.
What about the cabinets themselves?
No, you dumbbell
there. What are we doing with them is the question.
What do you mean, what are we doing with them?
What are you doing with the cabinets?
They'll tear them out. It's not our job.
I'm talking about the cabinets that stand on their own.
What cabinets are you talking about?
China.
We'll take care of that.
What's happening?
I got a guy coming to pick up my hutch tomorrow.
Doesn't seem like there's a... Okay.
Can you believe I'm letting that hutch go?
What are you going to do?
Is there some sentimental value that I'm starting to feel? Am I having a moment?
What are you going to do with the refrigerator?
When I moved into this house back in the day, 2006, I pretty much just bought everything, furniture-wise. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, you weren't around, were you?
No, I wasn't around.
Did you not pay attention?
I did not.
I mean, I needed everything.
Okay. So we're taking like all this, all the plates and dishes out of there. And
I want to talk about.
I want to know what the what I'm.
Yeah, we got to take all. Well, we'll do that before because he's coming to pick up that hutch tomorrow.
But I'm talking about the dishes in the cabinets.
We'll have to do that before Sunday.
So what's...
You know, I'm starting to believe
I'm trying to figure out what Sunday is.
You know, we had a mailman.
We're getting rid of this. We're taking out. We're already doing this.
We had a mailman on Sheridan Street.
Great.
And he was dumb as a rock.
I bet he'd leave me.
And I always wondered, how did he get this government job?
Why are you just making stuff up? Can you tell me what...
With this...
Just prepare me for Sunday. This isn't joking around time. Prepare me for what's happening. Like, give me an example of something I'll have to bring down here.
Some salt and pepper shakers.
Really?
Yeah, things that are in our cabinets. Dishes.
You just said we didn't have to bring dishes down.
Pans, pots, casserole dishes. Everything that's in our cabinetry will have to come down.
It doesn't seem like it would take a couple hours, but...
Oh, it'll take a couple hours.
Maybe I'm insane.
It'll take a while. It'll take a while. We'll have a little break for pizza.
I'm not going to eat pizza. I refuse.
We're going to break.
I'm boycotting pizza.
We're going to have it.
No. Man, they make pizza. They bring pizza Friday and Saturday to Lawrence Dumont, to Riverfront Stadium.
Getting tired of it?
Little.
What kind of pizza do they bring?
Tonight it's Picasso's. Tomorrow.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Tomorrow it's Gambroni's. I don't know the name of the place. It's
Gambino's.
No, it's not Gambino's.
Oh, that G out east. Yeah, I've heard that's good. I haven't had it.
Pretty good. I like it.
We went to the Mexican restaurant in Delano. What's
Ruben's?
Yes.
Ruben's is amazing.
Fantastic.
No kidding.
Their tacos are out of this world, and we'll be going back there.
Everything they make is good.
When were you there?
I've been there a few times.
With?
My friend Scotty. I was wined and dined there by the folks at Newman University before they ultimately decided I wasn't good enough for their athletic office, and then, you know.
What was the job you applied for?
It wasn't really a job I applied for. They kind of reached out to me, I think.
And what'd you do? What'd you do? Spill food all over yourself?
I must have. They ultimately said, I don't know what they said, but it didn't happen.
They said, get a bib, and then they left in a huff.
Those were nice folks.
It couldn't have been good for you.
I can think of one of their names at some point.
Was Clark Schaefer in that?
He might have been. He might have been. We also, I think, went to... He was at our Scotch and Sirloin Newman dinner.
So you did two dinners and they...
Yeah. Well, I think they were spread out kind of...
I've never heard of anybody doing two dinners and then punting a guy.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, my best job interview, and I had one. And it was with the National Baseball Congress. About, let me think here. 7-8 years into my Eagle career, I decided, no, I think I'm going to try. I want to be a baseball guy. I want to be a baseball executive. I want to go over here and I want to be the president of the National Baseball.
Who had stepped down at that time?
I don't know. Can't remember. But they were doing a little restructuring. And that was owned at the time by a guy named Ron Fine. And Joe Ryan was heavily involved. Joe had been around minor league baseball for many, 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 many years. Ron Fine was a businessman out of Miami. And they flew me to Miami. And we went to this restaurant that overlooked the city. It was like, whoa.
It's a big deal.
This is pretty impressive. And they hired me.
They sure did.
I didn't spill food.
Well, I don't think I did either.
And
I've been turned down a lot in a lot of different ways, but well, several job interviews. It's fine.
They hired me, and I lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, you must have lied through your teeth to them. Yeah, I'll do a great job.
Well, I would have done a great job had they told me what the job was. Nobody ever really did.
I had a job like that once.
And so I just said, man, I come in here every day, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. And it wasn't laid out. And I was young, and I didn't have a real job description. And nobody just kind of wavered.
That's a bad feeling.
Didn't feel it.
I get it.
So I left. Went back to the Eagle. Got in front of Buzz Merritt, the editor, and said, Mr. Merritt, would you please take me back? And he did.
Amazing.
He took me back.
Good for
Can
him.
Can you imagine that?
Good for Buzz.
You don't have anything to say ever.
Good for Buzz.
Worst small talk guy in the history of the world.
You know what you could have told Buzz if he had said no?
Buzz off?
Something like that.
Well, that's what I would have told him. I was set.
Bleep off, Buzz?
No, I would have said Buzz off.
Okay.
He might have laughed at that.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Is Buzz still with us?
Yes.
We should get him on the show.
Fairly elderly. Yeah. But so am I.
Aren't we all?
Every little thing she does is magic. Music from KEYN 103.7. And an appropriate song to introduce Joanna Chadwick. Because everything she does is magic. Joanna, welcome.
Oh my God. That is the greatest intro you've ever given me.
That came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It did.
You weren't expecting that.
I mean, no, I'm like, okay, how is he going to turn this so it's negative against me? And you didn't. You're getting soft.
I could now, but I won't, because that wouldn't be right.
You're exactly right. Well, I'm so proud of you.
Let's talk about high school football. We had Troy Black from Collegiate on. I think their game against Wellington tonight, even though Wellington lost, well, no, I'm sorry, Andale plays Collegiate. And we'll talk, Andale plays Wellington.
Andale Good plays grief. Wellington.
I'm so rattled from complimenting Joanna, I can't get my thoughts straight. Let's start with that game between Andale and Wellington. I think Andale, of course, is unbelievable. But I think Wellington, the goal has to be for them, can we stay competitive for a while?
I think so, and I think that they're probably pissed at their chances that they had last week. They had a chance to win that game against Collegiate, and Collegiate was able to pull that out, and props to the Spartans for that. But Wellington's got to be thinking, we should have been able to take that game, and now you go into an even tougher opponent in Andale, and that's pretty frustrating. But they've got to be focused on, like you said, how are we going to stay in this game? What do we need to do? And then they have to be thinking longer term, because they've got to be thinking, how are we going to get better in this game, which is only going to help us through the course of the season. But it's a tough two opening games for Wellington.
Yeah, and I'll go to the big one tonight, at least, around here in the City League, and that is, of course, Wichita East against Wichita Northwest. East has the Bohannons, including the running back transfers from Northwest, gives this game a little added oomph. I don't know if it needs it. East won both times they played last year. Would you say East is the favorite?
Well, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't say that, simply because of what happened last year. Obviously, things change, but I've got to give them the edge. But I don't think this game needs any more intensity to it. I think that transfers happen so frequently now that I think rivalries that are heated are just going to be heated. And this is one of them. You know, East has kind of been that team that's clawed its way into the conversation. Northwest has been in the conversation forever and ever. And I think that the interesting addition to this game is that you have Northwest with a chip on its shoulder. I think East plays every game with a chip on its shoulder. I think I think he coaches with a chip on his shoulder, and I have no problem with that as someone who, you know, spent most of my life, you know, with a chip on my shoulder. And I think that Northwest now comes in with, hey, we got something to prove. We need to get back to where we were atop that City League and take the place, you know, and beat Northwest or beat East like what they did to them last year.
Joanna Chadwick with us, Vibe Magazine. I heard everything you said there, but I really heard that you've spent most of your life with a chip on your shoulder. Can you go into more detail, please?
Sure. Would you like to go into my mental health of, you know, as well? We can do that.
Well, that obviously caught our attention.
Mental health is basically the theme of this show, Joanna. So if you want to participate, we'd more than welcome it.
For God's sakes, Bob.
Are you talking about trying to get ahead in a business that had mostly catered toward men? Of course, sports writing and sports departments in general. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, okay. You have to have a chip on your shoulder to be taken seriously. And if I strike back a little bit too harshly, it was largely due to the fact that that's how you survive.
Well, yeah, I understand it. I think we all welcomed you with open arms. Hardly ever teased.
Oh, you guys. Okay, well, now you're just lying. You guys were great to me. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you guys did welcome me, but not everybody welcomes the chick into sports. And you know, you got to prove yourself. And I made sure to steal as much information from you guys as I could to make sure that I could prove myself. And you guys were really helpful in doing that. So, yeah, I mean, you were great about 80% of the time.
Thank you. That's a supreme compliment. Let's get into a rivalry game. All these are, of course, but this is a town rivalry. Goddard-Eisenhower. Both teams opened with wins. Did so in a little bit different fashion. Goddard-Eisenhower with a little more offense. Goddard had hardly any, but did beat Mays. What do you expect from this game?
Well, if Goddard can play its defense the way it did last week against Mays, I mean, that's going to be key. Obviously, Goddard's going to want to keep that game to a lower scoring game. But these are my favorite games. You know, this one, Mays South, Andover Central, Bishop Carroll Capon. But, you know, the crosstown, the close towns games, there's just a special kind of hatred. There's no chips on shoulders. There's just, we want to beat you as badly as we can.
That goes a long way, I suppose. We talked last week about Cheney and how, you know, when you're a powerhouse, there are so few games on your schedule that can glean any real information. And we thought maybe one was Holcomb, and then they went out and smashed Holcomb. Tonight, it's Kingman, who has had a really good last three seasons. 29 wins. Is that any more of a matchup?
Well, again, you hope so. And we're so early in the year. I mean, to be sitting here although football is such a weird sport because it is always tough to kind of get a handle because they play tough teams and then they play weak teams. And so it's really kind of hard to tell. But I think Kingman is a good battle. And I think Cheney has to be looking at it as You know, Kingman was one of those who clawed its way into that conversation and has been able to stick around in that conversation of being a team that you do want to be able to beat and that will be a tough opponent. And so I think that Cheney definitely is approaching it this way. And Kingman has got to be looking at it also from the other perspective of, okay, Cheney's now the team that we need to beat and that everybody's looking to beat. And so they're going to want to be able to prove themselves tonight as well.
We're talking with our friend Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, journalism instructor at Derby High School, and of course, formerly, how many years at the Wichita Eagle, Joanna?
20 years.
Wow, 20 years at the Wichita Eagle. So if we were to rank the football rivalries in our immediate area over the last two or three decades, that would be fun, first of all. But where would Garden Plain Conway Springs fall into that?
Oh,
they play tonight.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was going through my schedule for tonight, and this is a game that I would fight to go to because you knew it was going to be standing room only. There would be fans ringing the field, and it would be an incredible atmosphere starting at like 5 o'clock all the way up until this game ended. This game was just the place to be, and I loved it so much. I loved the press boxes at both of these schools. They always had such amazing people in them, and I loved the football. I mean, just it was going to be a smash mouth type of a football game no matter what. And so I'm really excited for this to be a good game. I mean, both teams open the season 1-0. And so I have high hopes for this being a really good one. And honestly, Bob, that's a great question. At some point, we should really rank those rivalries because this one has got to be in that top 10.
So Capen plays North tonight, which is not a game that we'll learn anything from. What do you think we learned last week? Would Capen kind of struggled with Andover? We don't really know how good Andover's going to be. Did that tell us Andover might be a little better than we think? Did it tell us that it's going to take a minute for Capen to kind of regroup after you lose your all-world running back?
I think it's the latter because certainly Andover could be an up-and-comer team this year. They've struggled. There's no doubt about it. And so maybe this is the year that they can get that turned around. But I think for Capen, they just got to get some guys who haven't had the opportunities to make their statements. They've got to give them some time for that. The positive for Capen is that they were able to pull it out. And I think that when you're able to go into a game and maybe not play at the level that you want to, and you're still able to walk away with the win, that has got to be what you're looking for. But of course, now this week, I mean, you're right. I think it's an opportunity for other guys to get some time to play and maybe build some of the necessary depth.
All right, good stuff, as always. We appreciate it, Joanna. You will be at the Derby campus game tonight. When's the last time campus won that game? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't, but I think it's been...
got to be that 0-11 year. 0-9, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Yep, all right. That's a really good call, Jeff.
Thank you.
Joanna, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine, as she is each and every Friday here on the show. All right, good job. Good job by Andrew. Week one down almost in his week with us, 2 weeks with us.
Got
he'll be back
one.
Next week to produce our show. Tonight, we'll keep an eye on the baseball races. The Royals begin a series at Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Alec Marsh and Luis Ortiz, then he got to face Mitch Keller and Jared Jones. They missed Paul Skeens, though.
Yeah, good for them.
So they're trying to hold. What's your attitude?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, good for them.
Well, good for them. What am I supposed to say?
Good for them.
You don't miss Paul Skeens.
No, we get him Monday at Busch Stadium, which I'm okay with. See how we do.
Sure.
Roll it out there. I mean, what
guards miss Paul Skeens too, so it's a straight-up matchup.
On the Guardians. This shortening nicknames, You've never heard me. Well, the Cards have.
Only everybody else does, and if you don't, that's on you.
The Cards are going to. No, they're not
Cards. I like calling them the Guards.
They're Cardinals.
Well, I like calling them the Guards.
What is a card? A card is something you play poker with.
Okay, well, the Guardian and Guard is kind of the same.
I hand you a card. They're not even the same. And a guard isn't the same as a Guardian.
Sure it is. Someone who guards you.
No, a guard is a basketball player.
No, it's not.
A guardian is a protector.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me.
I'm going to continue calling them the Guards.
You continue your series with Tampa Bay, and I can tell you, I don't think that's going to go well.
I don't really care. Tampa's a 500 team. Why would I be worried about them? They won last night because Gavin Williams pitched, and Gavin Williams isn't very good.
Okay. And Minnesota has the Cincinnati Reds. Detroit, they kind of cooled off yesterday with a loss. But they continue their series. Who are they against? Baltimore. No, this is a new series.
Yeah, they played Colorado.
Baltimore at Detroit tonight. Tonight. And then
big series for Detroit.
It is a big series. They're kind of hanging around.
Did you say Minnesota has, or did you?
Cincinnati.
Mm. Cincinnati's okay. They're not good.
I was happy to win 2 out of 3 against them.
Yeah, we saw a win here yesterday. I think every time I'm over here, the Cardinals win.
Well, maybe you ought to come more often.
They do well in weekday games.
There haven't been enough of them. And what that team does at the end of the season, end of the off season, is going to be a pretty big storyline for MLB.
If they do something.
Well, they better. My man Bernie Miklas, every day on his YouTube channel, and I tune in.
What's he giving you?
Oh, it's excellent. Makes me think I should do it.
About what?
I don't know. What would I do it about?
I don't know.
Does Shocker basketball carry enough clout?
I don't think so. Not at the moment. What?
I'm trying to think.
Well, I think you got
beat. What else would there be?
I think you got beat to the punch by Byrne doing a Cardinals cast.
Nah. I wonder how he gets paid for that. He's got to be getting paid. YouTube people get paid, right, if they have enough views, and how does that work?
At some, I don't know, percentage of advertising, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I thought you might know.
I've never run a YouTube channel.
You're out there in the pop culture world.
I am out there,
you know, thinking about things.
I am?
Sure.
What am I thinking about?
Looking into things. How does YouTube compensation
work? We already had this
conversation. I asked you and you didn't know.
I knew. I looked it up and I told you, and I'm not doing it again.
You did?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
You know, I've been fiddling with YouTube TV, and I just can't get used to it. I got to work on it. I don't think there's a way. You know how you get a program guide on DirecTV?
Yeah.
And you just go through and you record. Can you do that on YouTube TV?
I don't know. I've never had YouTube TV.
Can you find out?
I told you what to do and what to get, but you didn't listen to me.
I'm going to get the Apple box.
You listen to people on Facebook and Twitter, because that's you. I need to do what these cool people are doing that comment on my Facebook posts, instead of what the person who has known me his entire life knows what I can handle suggests. Well, that's
here's
cool.
Here's what Lonnie said. And I didn't respond. I apologize, Lonnie, who was in our fantasy football league. He said, I listened to yesterday's show. He said this yesterday about Wednesday's show. Definitely get an Apple TV box. Very inexpensive, and it has everything, and it's super easy to set up.
Great. Lonnie's not 70, and Lonnie probably has patience that I don't think you have. Again, you're going with these people. Well, it's easy, Bob. You know, Photoshop's easy to learn, too, probably. Why don't you learn that?
Well, you know what? I've thought about it.
You know?
I can edit pictures on my phone.
I told you the right path to go down. You opted for another path, and now you're already frustrated. I told Virgil, you said, hey, let's do the sleeper app. That sounds cool. I said, Virgil, don't. It'll just frustrate him. and we did Sleeper, and now you're frustrated.
No, I'm not that frustrated.
Why don't you just listen to me?
I'm frustrated that Christian McCaffrey didn't play last week, and he's questionable this week, as is Kenneth Walker, as is Jameson Williams. I mean, can I get a guy to stay healthy?
I don't know. You're going to have to scour the waiver wire.
Well, at least announce they're not going to play a day ahead of time.
They usually announce it before the early Sunday game.
Right. So let me know that.
They do.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't announce McCaffrey.
Not McCaffrey, but usually the injuries come out Sunday morning.
KU tonight, at home, UNLV, K-State right here on your sports station, KFH. They're taking on Arizona. Historically, won't this be Arizona's first Big 12 game?
No.
Come on.
We won't look upon it like that.
But won't we?
By the way.
Won't future generations be confused?
No. Speaking of the NFL, FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 15th pregame Moneyline bets. Profit Boost will be live starting today. Actually, it was yesterday. View your account page now to learn more about your boost. Anyway, no, I don't think that'll be a big 12
slow down
game.
Talk about it. Accentuate something.
I do. I accentuate everything.
Rush to get through it.
Well, because I know you're irritated by it.
Not irritated by it, but take some time and talk about it. My goodness. People can't.
I do reads perfectly now. I'm so good at reads. Give me something to read. I'll read it.
No, I don't want to give you anything to read.
Give me a read here.
No, I don't want you to read it.
Give me a read.
No.
Just give me a book. Give me a read. I'll read it.
Here's what you do. FanDuel, by the way, get your game in.
You want me to read it again?
No.
To show you how good I am at it?
Gave me a headache.
Something special for our listeners. Isn't that amazing?
Kind of gave me a headache is what happened.
Well, you'll get over it, I assume.
All right. Whatever. We'll deal with it.
What do you think the K-State Arizona score is tonight? Because Arizona's going to score. That's the problem I have with K-State.
Let me think about it. I picked K-State. They're a 7.5-point favorite.
I don't really get that.
I'm myself and the big fella, the only two to pick K-State, because I think they're going to play a much better game in week two.
Well, it's week three now.
Yeah, I don't count whoever they played.
Tennessee, Martin.
Yeah, I don't count that.
Martin.
This is going to be interesting. I predict Leon Edwards. Dylan Edwards is more front and center here.
Well, Giddens hasn't done anything to cede his spot.
By the way, Leon.
His father.
Yeah, well, people may not know that.
They may not.
But I do, and fortunately you do.
I do, yes.
So I'm predicting this game to be 31-23.
So right on the line, you think.
Right.
If they hold Arizona to 23, then I'll come on the show Monday and, you know, I'll do a mea culpa.
Fine.
But I don't think they will.
Arizona's got a heck of a receiver.
Really good quarterback.
But a heck of a receiver. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will. I'm looking forward to following that game tonight while I'm at Riverfront.
How are you going to follow it? You got to pay attention. Are you the official score
tonight?
Yes, I
am.
Well, you can't be. You got to have your eye on the
innings,
field,
I can
man.
Check the score. Look at the stats.
I've been hearing some grumblings.
Well, there's always grumblings.
Some hits that should have been called errors and vice versa.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Are you do you call errors sometimes?
Of course.
You don't give a home team discount.
I try not to. I try to be as straight down the middle as I possibly can.
Does anyone ever groan when you make a ruling?
I heard through the grapevine that one of the players had groaned about an error that I called on a wind surge player. But I don't really know much. They're not allowed to say anything. So that stuff, when it gets back to me, is usually pretty watered down.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It's been a good week. We'll be back here Monday. Have a good weekend.